or on car insurance.
Day to feel good. Where's our new theme? Fun, love, sunshine, all that stuff. Richie, fun, sunshine, love.
Hold on a second.
All of that this is my favorite one.
For today. We have how many different versions of that we found so far?
I mean, we have access to a couple of dozen different versions.
All right. All right, so can you kind of put them all together in a
week? Yeah, we'll collect them all.
All right, good. Thank you.
Make me happy.
Everybody ready for happiness today?
All the while.
All of your energy goes toward being happy.
In this world. I like that.
All right, thanks.
When you know, Jennifer.
Yes,
there
sir.
Should be more
funny.
Happiness.
That's funny.
So much joy.
Over the years, Doug has had his little songs that
to each brand new
that speak to him.
That can really correct Doug.
Make me happy.
This is the recent one.
A couple of great Van Morrison.
I'm going to show you. Yeah, I'll show you the last the big two.
Don't forget Coldplay. That was one of the last ones.
No, but that's good. Yes.
That wasn't a sunshine. That was just a good song. This is, if you didn't find this yesterday, video of the day at DougStephan.com. Check this audio out. Check out the video. It's really great.
Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Hop the bop doo doo doo. Bring me sunshine. In your smile. Make me happy.
These are the Jive Aces. By the way, if you're wondering, maybe.
In this world where we live, there's room for happiness.
Bop.
So much joy we can give.
Bop.
To each man you found tomorrow.
Bop, 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 bop.
Make me happy.
Bop, bop.
Through the years.
Oof, bop, bop.
Never
gotta get the video going, Richie, so I can dance.
Bring me sunshine, bring me love.
This is the most recent incarnation of like Doug's feel good song of the morning.
Yeah.
The original good day feel good song of the morning, Dudley.
Yes. Ah, man, the man. That still is right up there, Richie.
Back when we just started, we used
not
to play
much
this
that you can think about bad with
single
this
day
to get playing in your ear. On the bright side of the road.
The bright side of the road.
We'll be lovers once again.
We'll be lovers once again. On the bright side of the road.
Yeah.
Man. And that lasted for, I don't know, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Yeah. Still has relevance.
Oh, yeah. We okay. just don't play it as much. And then this one kind of took over for a few years.
Nothing bad about this one either.
How could you be in a bad mood?
Are you listening to all this stuff? I'm going to fix your good mood, though, in a minute.
Yeah. And then for a little while, this one popped in there.
Another one.
That one lasted. This one lasted a year.
Yeah, this is great stuff as well, Richie. Yep.
Don't forget when he was in that, the religious song.
Oh, yeah.
How great that art.
Right. No, not how great that art.
He would play that all the time.
No, what you're thinking about is the Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Right.
Yes, and Let It Begin With Me. Thank you.
Yeah, we had 47 different versions.
Yes.
And then you go to the way back of the Doug Stephan Wrinkle record rack. There was this.
Yep. This is a real moldy oldie from the past, really.
You gotta start off each day with a song. Yeah, da 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 da. Even when things go wrong.
Your father needs to be chuckling at this.
Yeah, maybe. Or even better, he's sleeping.
Now, I gotta play one more for you. This isn't one of the feel good, get me rolling songs of the hour, but this is just funny.
Mm.
From back in the Doug DJ days when he used to have a little contest going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember the theme for my game show that I did.
That's the song that he sings. Uncle Dougie's got a license to swing.
Make him a never heard this,
on the top. No.
Really?
Uncle Dougie's the host with the most you can't lose. Uncle Dougie, no reason, all right. Got patience and time.
Patience
and topics from Jess Pops to Kings. Uncle Dougie's the host with the license to swing.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the radio station this is for?
That was from WMRE. We got it. It was the 1550 on the dial. Remember that? News Talk Sports from UNTS.
It sounds like a
TV team. Uncle Doug is a host with the license to swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, Dougster.
There we are. That goes back. That's to the mid '80s.
Oh yeah,
that's how old that thing is. Oy.
That's the whole rack.
Yeah. All right. It's 13 past the hour. Well, it's all good fun stuff. countered by the reality of gas prices and what people are doing about it. And I'm going to try to help as many people. We took some calls in the last hour, and I'll do it again here. If we can, at 800-510-8255. We're talking about cars and how to make them work better and how you're saving money. And do you know what it takes in terms of gas prices to try to meander through this? What a minefield. Wow. The cost of gasoline is up about 94 cents on average from where it was a year ago. And it's just off from the highest price ever in 2008. By about 14, 15 cents on average. Mm. So here's the first question. 800-510-8255 is how you reach us, as usual, although you can send this. As a matter of fact, let's do some Facebook on this. I want to, not this question, Jennifer, but I would like to get people telling us how they are dealing with the price of gas on Facebook one way or the other.
I've already started tweeting about that.
All right.
So
what I want to know is where in this country is gas the highest? It's a surprising reality. 800, no hints because,
it's not the obvious. Should we throw the obvious
out? No,
it is
not San Francisco.
No, it's not where Jennifer lives.
Okay. No, I was going to say San Francisco.
Mine's 429.
No.
Wow.
800-510-8255. As a matter of fact, the price in this city and this region is about 12 cents higher than any place else in the country.
Really?
Yep. 800-510-8255. Obviously, if you're around there, you'll know what city I'm talking about. But because it's become so, I was surprised actually because it was as expensive. I drove through there on my way back from the West Coast, and I was actually shocked that it was as high as it was, the way that it is. So why is it and where is it? 800-510-8255. Where are the highest gas prices in the U.S.? And then more particularly, if you're a trucker, or we had some really creative ways of dealing with this, actually, Richie, that lady who said that she plans her whole trip, she knows when to fill her car up in the daytime.
Good, basic common sense.
Yeah,
plan your trips, plan your day out and make all your trips at once. Yeah. Travel at off-peak times. Don't fill up in the middle of the day. That's check your air pressure and your tires.
Yep.
That's the easiest thing.
I did that.
And then we also learned that if you don't let, I don't know that I know the reason behind this, but don't let your car get under half a tank.
No.
It runs better when it's got gas in the tank. So.
Yeah. We all run better with more than a half a tank of gas in it.
That's true.
So here's my story on doing tires. Last Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday? We moved cows for the first time. Every in spring, we move cows around out to summer pasture and rearrange where they are on the farms and stuff around. And so I hooked
up
my...
Do they get confused?
No.
Okay.
Just looking for some good grass.
Do they miss cows if they get separated?
There are some that are pairs and teams. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Georgette's very good about having me keep them all together. The trailer that I have is a 36-foot trailer that I put on my Ford 550, or International 1700. And so I made sure that the tire pressure was up. Matter of fact, I sometimes over-inflate. Because we had probably...
That'll happen on occasion.
We had 12 full-size cows, which would weigh let's see, what would we have? If I was doing this 12 is 144. We probably had 20. I may have had 10 tons worth of animals on the trailer. So anyway, we have these are all radial tires, and we have duals on the trailer. So I put 85 to 90 pounds in each of the tires. And damned if I wasn't, when I was coming back after it got dark, one of the tires blew out. And when it blows out, because the wiring for the lights is in that well, as soon as the tire blows out, the lights go. Oof. So it's like
the lights on the trailer.
Yeah, well, like the main running lights on the truck, and the headlights are all gone.
No, the whole wiring
everything
runs for the truck.
It blows the fuse. It's all the same fuse.
Oh,
so it blew it out, and I'm limping down the highway, and what I was more worried about was the other tire, because you can't really get out of the way to change it. There's all kinds of contortions you have to go through to change the tire. So I just wanted to get off of the turnpike before I had another blowout. And as it turned out, I didn't have another blowout. But it was just, one of those things that you think about. And Charlotte, as interesting and perceptive as she is, she knows when there's something wrong. As soon as she heard the tire blow up, she starts looking around. And she then, instead of sitting on the other side of the seat in the truck, she comes up and just about gets in my lap. She scrunches over right close to me.
Now, do you think that's because she actually perceived something happened to the truck, or
no,
that
she
you
can
probably
something.
Feel it.
She has a sense of the rhythm of the truck, and each truck is different.
I
some
think she has more of a
ride
sense of you.
Well, maybe.
And
so.
Your rhythm, and when your rhythm gets knocked off because something's not right, she senses
that. That may be.
Did you cuss?
No, I just was, no, actually I didn't. I mean, I sort of chuckled to myself because it was the tire that I put the most air in. listen, what am I going to do? That stuff happens all the time. That stuff doesn't bother me. It's just I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I want to make sure I can get off of the highway. All right, 800-510-8255. Let's see if Matt in Mountain View can take a shot at where the highest gasoline prices are in the country at the moment. Matt, hi.
Hi, good morning. I live in California where the prices are out of control over here, but I'm pretty sure, I think they're going for the states more, but last time I was in Hawaii, the prices there were like almost $6 a gallon, so I really don't know if you're going for that.
The lower 48 is what I was going for. You're right, and I should have been more clear at asking the question, because Hawaii by far has the highest prices. But I was more into the lower 48, if you will. I think the prices in Alaska are pretty outrageous, too, even though they got the oil pipeline there.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to give him a prize, though.
Yeah, we'll give him a prize.
Specify.
All right, Matt, you're right. You got me, so hold on just a second.
Good job, Matt.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah.
No problem.
Everybody always wants to get the host. It's time to play
Get 'em.
Get the Host. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile,
I play that every day.
I know you're rich. And you do such a fine job of it. Anyway, what region of the country has the highest gas prices? It's not the West Coast, and it's not the East Coast. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong. Song.
The Doug Steffen Show. Yeah, baby.
Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song?
Every hour we try to find a moment or two around this time to bring you a tune. Although this hour we have a lot of little shake, rattle, and rollers to put you in a good mood. But we have a song that has some historical significance, some emotional connection, something that everybody kind of recognizes about a song. So I have a question regarding this song, which was on top of the Billboard pop music chart during this week in 1975. That's B.J. Thomas.
Wow.
And the reason it was unusual, this song had a number of things about it, but there's one that makes it extraordinarily unique. There's something about this song that has never been replicated. What is it? 800-510-8255. There's something about this tune.
That's a good one.
That was never done before, nor has it been done after. What is it? What do you know about this tune? And it's pretty much, it's obvious. You just have to think it through. 800-510-8255. What is there about this song that makes it unique in the history of pop music? And there is something about it that makes it extraordinarily unique. What might that be? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, trying to figure out where the highest price of gasoline is and how you're dealing with that. In a few minutes, Shelley Palmer is going to be here to help us with an Android Froyo operating system. What in the world is
frozen
that?
Frozen yogurt?
Is it Android?
That's what Froyo is.
Well, I mean,
what is that?
Android is just the operating system that the phones run on.
Yeah.
So all these different people take it and make it their own. This must be another version of
whatever.
It.
All right. 800-510-8255. Randy in Buckeye Lake, Ohio. Welcome to Good Day, Randy.
Good morning. How apropos that song is with the gas prices.
Yeah.
Somebody done somebody wrong.
That's right.
That is very good. Yeah, that's a good connection.
Just went by Duke gas station. They reached at 16 cents since yesterday, and it's $3.99.
My God.
All right, so do you know where, do you think, anyway, the most expensive gas is?
I think Orlando, Florida. Seen it on the Golf Channel last night, $5.59.
Orlando, $5.59.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
That makes Mickey a very sad mouth.
That challenges the conventional wisdom of the surveys that have been done. I'm using the Lundberg survey of fuel prices,
right.
Which
the,
is generally the Bible
the guys, right.
for this stuff. They don't list Orlando at that price as the most expensive place in the country. Let me just ask you, Randy, excuse me, how you're dealing with the price of gas. How's it affecting your life?
Actually, some of a carpool, like when we're going to the grocery store or something like that, you check with the neighbors, and if they need a few little items or something like that, you just make up a list. And
what an awesome
like
idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good idea. Good going. Good thoughts. We're sharing thoughts with people. Thank you, Randy. Hold on a second. Here is Cozy in Danville, Illinois. Hi, Cozy. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning. That's an interesting name, Cozy. How'd you get that?
Well, it's a nickname that a friend gave me a long time ago when I was in junior high.
I hope it was a woman.
Cute.
Was it a young woman?
Well, it was a young man, but he drowned when we were kids.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's a lousy story.
Yeah, it was in good junior high school.
It's a living tribute. It's like a living tribute to him. So.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
Sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. All right. So, what do you think in terms of the most expensive gas? What city has the highest gas prices?
I would say Chicago, and then second is Danville. It went up 18 cents overnight.
I know. This is going, the crazy stuff is it's going up overnight like this. Chicago has the highest gas prices in the country, according to the Lundberg survey. So you are correct, sir. Hold on just a second. We'll get to B.J. Thomas in a few moments, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Barnes & Noble announced an update to the Nook Color that will allow it to run a version of Android's Froyo operating system. The update will add a Nook App Store, it'll run Flash, and it has an improved email client. The new features and low cost make it a formidable tablet choice. Actually, it's an e-reader. In other news, the advent of the DVR transformed how audiences consume television and soon how networks charge advertisers. Networks are finding that when DVR views are factored in, shows' ratings can drastically change. Getting advertisers to agree to new terms will be the tricky part. And finally, if there weren't enough ways to share on Facebook, the company has rolled out just one more. You'll now start seeing send buttons, which allow you to share a link with specific friends or groups. Within Facebook, you can use the feature for polls and questions, too. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you may have noted, if you've been around with regularity, Roberta has been gone for 10 days. I think she's back. Is tomorrow the day she's back?
She is back tomorrow, yes.
All right, so I have a new fresh queen of cheap for us tomorrow. The focus on bullying from Dr. Ken's point of view is highlighted at DougSteffens.com today. And supermarket guru Phil Lempert has details on everyday anti-aging foods. Be helpful for you to check that out, along with a lot of the other things. We have some interesting material, as usual, everywhere you go, whether you're following us on Facebook, whether you're sending us messages through the regular web connection, although it seems almost, isn't it funny? It's almost passé to send email to people anymore, isn't it?
Email. I still like email.
I hate it.
And I still like getting something in the mail that's not a bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
No. If it's not a bill. But how often does that happen?
I got a popcorn sample yesterday.
Really?
I got a my car payment bill.
I got a Newsmax magazine with Sean Hannity on the cover of it.
Hey, score, buddy.
Right. Do you still get bills in the mail, Jennifer?
Yeah, I actually prefer that they send me a bill, but I pay my bills online.
Mm. Think about how much gas that wastes, having the mailman.
Yeah, but you know what?
The mailman's going to come anyway.
I pay those people. I pay my monthly credit card. They don't give me a 42-cent credit if they give me an online statement, so I want my money's worth.
Yeah.
So right? You want them to waste money just so you can say
yeah. Because it's their money to waste. Yeah. They're charging me for it.
Getting them in.
Why am I giving them a bonus?
Yeah.
Right, Doug?
Right.
Come
right.
On.
Yeah. Katie Couric and her future in the focus. We'll be talking about television in a few moments. Right now, though, as we continue to talk about gas prices and what you're doing to get around, we've got some pretty creative people with some pretty good ideas. Share them with us, if you will. At 800-510-8255, what are you getting on Facebook for ideas, Richie and Jennifer? Ideas on saving.
I was just over at
money.
Twitter, and I just posted on Facebook, so nothing has popped up.
Give it a moment.
I just posted a minute ago.
I asked the question a few minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, or so about the... Play a little snippet of the song again, Richie. This was the number one song during this week in 1975. B.J. Thomas, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done, Somebody Wrong song. And I said that there was something about it that is unique in terms of popular music to that time, and since that time, it has not been replicated. Annette in Ohio, what do you think it is, Annette?
What I think is that, you know, the music consistently repeats itself.
Yeah, it does.
And usually, you know, that would detract from a song, but for his beautiful voice, it doesn't make any difference.
That makes a difference what the words are. It just sounds good the way he's singing it, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's very good. All right, that's not the reason. That's not the item, but it's a good point.
I thought that was good, too, but then I hear a chorus here. So,
right. So, Annette, what are you doing to deal with the price of gasoline and petroleum in general?
Probably walking more, probably less trips.
Yeah.
Definitely watching and see who's got the lowest gas price.
Who's got the lowest gas prices around you?
Walmart.
Walmart does. Walmart doesn't sell gas
everywhere. It was $3.77 last night, and everybody else is $3.99 and $9.10.
Yeah, we go to BJ's near us.
BJ's, Costco is a good place to get.
I will tell you that if you are serious about shopping for the lowest gas prices and you have a smartphone, there are dozens of apps that help you know. I just hit my app and I say, okay, I'm here. Who within the next mile and a half has the cheapest gas?
Yeah, that's so convenient.
It pops up, and I go, okay, to Sunoco I go, to BJ's I go.
A little difficult in the middle of Wyoming, but that's a good
well,
thought.
Then you just have to expand your search a little bit. No big deal.
The nearest 100 miles.
Sure.
Good. All right, Annette, thank you for the call. That is not the answer. Luke's in Lake City. Hi, Luke. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. So what is there about this song that makes it different from every other song in pop music history?
And it has the longest title ever.
Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song is the official title listed in the Archives of Music, and therefore it is the longest title ever for a number one song.
I'm impressed.
Wow. I'm very impressed. Luke, that's good stuff. Yep, longest title ever for a number one song.
How did you know that, Luke?
I've just been in music most of my life, so that was it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Good job.
There it is. That's good.
Yeah, that's very cool. I tell you, I've been around music all my life, too, and I never knew that. That's very good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You haven't been looking at the right things, though, Richie.
He's smarter, though.
Very smart. All right, so, Luke, what are you doing to deal with the price of gasoline where you are down there?
I look for the cheapest gas I can find, and if I'm traveling someplace, there are certain places in Florida where I know it's inexpensive, like I-75 and Highway 52.
Uh-huh.
There's a station there that has the cheapest gas along I-75 that I found. That guy who was talking about Orlando that has expensive gas, that's like right next to downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And that guy always has the most expensive gas in Florida.
Yeah. And so they see there are pockets. That was the point. Thank you for making that point because I didn't, even though I was thinking it, there are places where they will gouge the hell out of you because they can. And right next to Disney, off the highways.
Anywhere right off the highway.
Right. They give you the old screwer, you know. And so in this circumstance, what I was looking for and didn't make it as clear as maybe I ought to have, in general, where do you find the highest price? And that's the Chicago metro area. All right. So, Luke, you're a good man. You have a good mind, and it's a terrible thing to waste, so keep using it, will you, please? Hold on a minute, and we'll take good care of you. 20 minutes before the hour, B.J. Thomas, the longest title ever for a
So the official title is
one song.
Hey, So Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like
that. That is the official title.
I learned something today.
510-824. We're learning a lot of things today. Brian is in Tacoma, Washington. What are you doing about the cost of you're getting from point A to point B, Brian?
Good morning, sir. What it is that I own a security company right now, and what we're doing is that I've got two patrol cars that are out. One gets goes out for about.
I'm sorry, you said we lost that. You own a security company. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So you have vehicles that are patrolling in various neighborhoods, is that right?
Yep, and commercial businesses, airports, private parks, city parks, et cetera.
Okay.
And what we are doing is we put 5 pounds extra air in all four of the tires. I'm not letting the guys idle the vehicles. If they're going to idle it any more than 8 minutes, according to the dealership, and the oil starts breaking down in the motor, and the vehicle starts richening up and starts burning more gas.
Right.
Sitting on accounts more, driving around and double-checking them or triple-checking them when you have the time. I'm not billing the client anything extra. I'm just taking it in the shorts, and believe me, it when you got two Crown Victorias that are getting about 14 miles per gallon.
Yeah, that's taking it in the shorts big time.
For sure.
You better change your shorts. And instead of wearing briefs, you better wear boxers, Brian, then it won't hurt so much.
We have an interesting trend on Facebook, too, Brian. I don't know if this applies for your line of work, but the people that have been responding on Facebook say they're just doing more work from home. Three people said that, actually.
Yeah.
Well, somebody on Facebook who says they're just calling in sick more.
Well, but you see, that's where there it gets to the production, it gets to the recovery, it gets to everything. Everybody's been sweating and working and pushing and pulling to get themselves out and us collectively out of the recession. Mm-hmm. And now you get it. And whether it's the politicians or whether it's the companies themselves, you understand, at least this is how I read it, this is the most un-American way of realizing that these big companies are nothing but in it for themselves, no matter how you stretch it. So you can say, well, that's their job to get as much as they can for the stockholders. At what point does that become blue? At what point does that become really?
But doesn't it feel wrong to you still when the government says we're going to look into this?
Yeah, I want the pressure to be on these companies. I mean, the government gets in the way. Unfortunately, we've allowed them to get so big. They have so much control and are controlled so much by these companies. But again, back to the drilling, back to having access to our own oil.
Yeah, and doesn't it also feel wrong when the government says we're going to look into this gouging thing? Like there aren't other ways that they can help us with the gas prices except for to look for gouging. I mean, yeah, look for gouging. If somebody's gouging,
they just want to blame somebody.
Yeah, that's it. Not fix it, just blame it. And
it's lousy. It's lousy reality. Brian, thanks for your call. All right, 800-510-8255. Always connects with us, and you can go to Facebook and Twitter as well. Doug Stephan Show is the Facebook address. Jennifer is going to tell us what Katie Couric is going to do, or maybe not.
Oh, really?
In a matter of moments. And then there always is Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Mother's Day. We all love our moms today. Don't say no. Here we go. Go on to Pro Flow.
Sing it, Dougie.
All righty then.
Everybody now.
Even I surprised myself with my silliness. Okay, so, as you can tell, that was well rehearsed, folks.
Mm-hmm.
This week only, 100 blooms.
You've been practicing for days.
Yeah, of course I have. Right. 100 blooms for mom, plus a free glass face, only $19.99. Mother's Day is coming up. Matter of fact, what is it, the second Sunday in May,
A week from this weekend.
All right, so get on the horse, get on the horn, call Pro Flowers at 800-PRO-FLOWERS or go online to proflowers.com and do it today. Actually, this arrangement lasts for this week. 100 Blooms for Mom is a week-long deal, free glass vase. You want to upscale this a bit, spend another $10 and get a beautiful box of chocolates and a nicer vase, whatever. People make fun of me. Like, some guy heard me do this, and yesterday he saw me, he heard me do the commercial. He said, do you have your pinky up in the air when you say Vaz?
Vaz.
It is very upscale of you to say Vaz.
Of course it is. I'm Uptown Dougie. If there's nothing else, I bring my manure and I go Uptown. Here we are, 800 Pro Flowers. Mention Doug, and you'll get the 100 Blooms for Mom, $19.99. That's the only way to do it. Proflowers.com. Click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner and type in D-O-U-G, Doug, proflowers.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
this week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, through April 30th, get an American Express gift card worth up to $100 by mail with the purchase of four Bridgestone tires. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
By the way, Chrissy, hold on just a second, will you please? Before we leave the television, before we leave the discussion of gas prices, there's a story at DougStephan.com today about how lasers could replace spark plugs under the hood of your car. If you understand the ramifications of that and how much more you can get, how much more efficiently the fuel will burn with the lasers than it does under the old spark plug. I mean, we all know that you're pumping something out the tailgate, and it isn't just exhaust. There's usually a mixture. It's water. It's unused, unspent fuel. And depending on how well the car is tuned, if you will, and that's an abstract term these days because they don't get tuned like they used to.
Right.
But you still have to have spark plugs in them, and how that relates to the computerized technology, blah, 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 blah. But the lasers that could be installed would be much more efficient.
Spark plugs are not the most efficient.
No, spark plugs are passe.
Lasers.
All right. Now, we have a lot of stuff, so we're going to do a little info now, and then we'll do some more on the other side of what has to be word from your local station time. So at least the bottom line on Katie Couric, Jenny.
Yeah, she's expected to announce this week her future, which is probably going to include that daytime talk show that we've been talking about. But they're saying that she's going to leave CBS and that we actually called it first. I think we had the exclusive Doug Scott Kelly
in
60
Minutes.
Wow,
yeah, the exclusive, yes.
I know, the exclusive.
And he's a zero, and the ratings will be even lower, I predict, than they are now.
But they don't care. They want cheap.
Yeah, there's also some gossip that
That's a good point. Excuse me. No, hold on just a second. She's getting 15 mil. He'll do it for five.
Oh, totally.
So they save 10 mil. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
And then they're saying that maybe ABC News might be interested in having her join the network.
Huh. That'd be interesting.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Katie, Diane Sawyer together?
Yeah.
An interesting combination.
Mm-hmm.
I still think she ought to go back to the Today Show as well. She could do that and do something else.
Sure.
She could.
I think that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense for everybody. All right. Word on Simon Cowell and what's happening with the X Factor is coming up as well. 51 after on Good Day.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
All right, we're at 53 past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living with Your Entertainment Quotient. Before we get back to the future of Simon Cowell, or at least the future of his X Factor show, you may be interested to know from the Gotcha department that J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the lenders criticized over improper foreclosures on the military,
right?
They have foreclosed on more military families' homes than any other greedy lender.
Oh my
That's
God!
Nice.
They were fined $56 million. And have to settle claims they overcharged service members on their mortgages. Anybody who's got an account with J.P. Morgan Chase who considers himself or herself a good American is not if you keep your money at J.P. Morgan Chase. They are dirtbags. And this is the best example I can come up with of them. They just don't get it. They don't care. They don't give a crap. You know what I'm talking about. Military family. Here are these guys. They aren't making bupkis anyway, and they're
putting it on the line.
More home. Yeah, put the ones who especially who are in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, putting their lives on the line literally, and they have their homes. They are thrown out of their homes, and so there was a study done and found J.P. Morgan Chase was unfairly targeting military families because they found if the men weren't around, then it was easier to get the homes away from the women. How do you like that?
That's philosophy.
Huh?
That is
dirt bags.
No, I don't understand because most banks don't want to take back the house. So what would be the advantage? Most banks want you to keep paying.
Right. Don't know that. Answer that, Richie. I just know they're dirt bags. All right? Have I made myself clear?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Jennifer had so much from the television department, we thought we'd place a little more time in the tidbit department. Simon Cowell, yesterday we were talking about Paula Abdul for sure being in. Simon Cowell says, not so fast.
Not so fast. You know what's so funny about this show? I think he's got to be a little careful because there has been so much hoopla about this show. I think he might be starting to burn people out. Because it's too much hoopla. Yeah.
What is it? Larry King said the right thing to Piers Morgan. There was too much pre-sell.
Right, who
can't deliver on
without Fergie, Ellie Reed, Jessica Simpson, Paula Abdul. I mean, what are you going to do here, Simon? Let's make an announcement. Your auditions are starting. Come on.
Yeah. I think Doug Steffen would be a good judge, don't you think?
I do, too. Actually, the three of us would be
right.
great.
Exactly. We would be.
Rich could say dog. You could be mean, and
I'll
be...
dog.
What do you mean I could be mean? What do you want me to be?
You be Simon Cowell. Yeah. He can be what's up, dog, and I'll be the Paul Abdul just going like this. That was great.
Yeah. You can be the drunk one that makes yourself look silly.
Hey, I'll be having fun. Hey, Donald Trump, did you know he's been in the news lately?
No, really?
Well, weird, huh?
Today, yeah. He's taking a shot at somebody else today.
Well, earlier this week, it was Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Now, he's upset with Robert De Niro, because over the weekend, Robert De Niro at the Tribeca Film Festival didn't mention him by name, but he said that there are certain people in the news who are making statements about people that they can't back up. Well, Trump went on Fox and Friends yesterday. And he said, in his typical Trump fashion, I like his acting, but in terms of when I watch him doing interviews and various other things, we're not dealing with Albert Einstein. He's not the brightest bulb on the planet.
Wow. There you go. That's sure to make him friends and influence a lot of people.
You don't want to...
But he
Trump
doesn't care.
Responds.
That's what I like about him.
He doesn't care.
Uh-uh. Trump That's absolutely funny. Responds. Good news, if you're a fan of The Borgias, which has been very critically acclaimed show on Showtime, it's back for a second season. Jeremy Irons stars in that one. And then this one I think is kind of cool, and I don't know why it made me think of you and Rich, Doug. Really? There's a new show on the Fuel on the History Channel.
On the Fuel Channel.
On the Fuel Show. It's called Around the World in 80 Days, and it's these two people, one of them, Boston Rob from Survivor, traveling around the globe using 80 different modes of transportation.
Around the world.
And they're racing. So they're using a fighter jet, an ostrich,
so this
a chariot,
trains, planes, and automobiles, and then some.
Isn't that cool?
That is kind of cool.
By the way, Lindsay Lohan taped last night an interview that will be aired tonight on the Jay Leno program, why she's so important that she can't get to the show while they are. Why
did
you give her
chain ganging it somewhere?
Yep. Nice.
Jennifer, nasty.
Nasty Jennifer.
I know.
All right, so let's see here. We have anything else I'm looking for?
Yeah, we have more drama if you want to talk about Lohan drama.
Yeah.
We have an actress from HBO show, the one that we all kind of like, Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. Her name is Paz de la Huerta, and she's being sued by a reality star from The City on MTV, Samantha Suitra. Apparently, Samantha didn't like Paz so much and threw a glass in her face and then punched her.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And so this
HBO girl
has
They start ripping each other's clothes off and stuff?
I don't know. In your dreams, maybe.
Yeah. Thank you.
But that's a pretty big fight when you throw a glass at somebody's face.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
All right, wait.